Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, good morning, Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, what Australians should know about meningococcal disease? A rare but devastating disease, invasive meningococcal disease, IMD, can progress rapidly and result in death within 24 to 48 hours of symptom onset. While cases typically peak in winter and early spring, they can occur at any time of the year, with symptoms of IMD difficult to recognise as they may be similar to flu-like illnesses. With children less than 2 years of age and young adults aged 15 to 24 most at risk, experts are advising Aussies to know the signs and symptoms of the disease to act quickly as temperatures cool. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now. Dr. Charlotte Hesp, Head of General Practice at University of Notre Dame School of Medicine in Sydney. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Charlotte, coming to the program.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us more about IMD, please?
Invasive meningococcal disease is a really rare disorder, but one that is potentially devastating and very rapid. So it's a bacterial infection that causes an infection, particularly around the brain. It affects mostly children under the age of 2 and adolescents between the ages of 15 and 24. And the symptoms that people present with can range from high fevers, headaches, confusion, loss of appetite, not drinking, and for the older children, neck stiffness.
Thank you. How does IMD transmit between individuals?
IMD is a bacterial infection. It's a bacteria that lives in our throats, and because it lives in noses and throats, it can be spread through coughing, sneezing, living in close quarters with each other, so sharing living space, and obviously kissing. So it is an infection that can be spread just between people who live close together, but also our friends and acquaintances.
What advice do you have regarding the IMD awareness?
So for me as a GP, I'd really like families to have conversations with each other about what this illness might look like and to understand how to actually recognise it if symptoms arise. I really prefer that people ask the question about whether they should be worried about the illness that their child or teenager has than that they don't seek attention.
Thank you, Doctor. And where can Australians go to find out more?
There is some really good information out there. First step is asking your own GP or your local pharmacist, or you can go to a website which is called nomeningococcal.com.au. Please go and find out more. Knowing enough information can save lives.
Dr. Charlotte, thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great day. All the best to you. Thank you. So there we have it. That's Dr. Charlotte Hesp, Head of General Practice at University of Notre Dame School of Medicine, Sydney. And the question is what Australians should know about meningococcal disease. Very important space. Let's not make you laxy-daisy. Check with, of course, your doctors, your First Nation radio, First Nation health organisations as well. Always check with your First Nation health organisations. Thank you very much. Stay tuned, your mob. Add to the conversation, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Too deadly.
What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow. What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow.
but no one told him anything. But he's a first person meaning. He'll stand up for his rights. What's the color of a flag? Red, black, and yellow. What's the color of a flag? Red, black, and yellow.
Niger gun, Niger gun, and belly game. Niger gun, Niger gun, and belly game. Mimping a Java.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember
the day. Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, 2 Daily, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up with yarn ever with Paula Chia, who's the Director of Cultural Engagement. We're talking Pajima Festival in Light. That's the fantastic festival that happens in Alice Springs, and thousands of visitors at the Pajama Festival Light in the opening weekend. We have Paul on the line. Paul, very good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Paul.
Yeah, my name's Paul Archie. My Aboriginal lineage is that I'm Aranda, Southern Aranda. I'm also Yunkundurra, which is Uluru, and also Wankingwara, which is the Simpson Desert. So I've got three main tribal groups in my bloodline, but I also got a bit of Chinese in me too, mate. That's the last name, Archie.
You know, Archie, so. There you go, brother. Yep, yeah. We're on the same page. Too deadly, brother. Yeah, so Murray from the Curry got Chinese connection. Great to be talking with you, brother. And look, congratulations on the opening weekend with the Pajama Festival. 1,000-odd people. So tell us about the festival and tell us about the opening and how long you've been involved, brother.
Yeah, look, I've been involved in various forms since the inception of Pajama. The site where Pajama is held on is 7 kilometres outside of Alice Springs for those people who sort of know Alice Springs region, and it's based on the base of the Western McDonnell Ranges.
Yes.
I was director of the Alice Springs Desert Park at that time when they were negotiating getting some site, you know, where they could show the festival. So that was 2016 to 2019. 2016 was the first year. And then 2019 I resigned from the park, and then I started working with Pajama, so and with major events. So I've been with major events in a consultancy capacity for the last 2019 to 2024. So there's been this is the ninth festival. We did two in 1 year. I think that was 2016 or 17. I think we did two in 1 year, so we changed the date from September to April.
Oh, okay, Rodio. So changing the date, that's why it happened 2 in 1 year, which was a bonus for tourists.
For the punters, yeah.
Exactly, brother, exactly. So, look, it's a fantastic tool using light, but Indigenous culture is front and centre, is it not?
Yeah, most certainly. You know, it's based around Aboriginal culture, in this case specifically in the initial stages around Aranda culture, but it's broadening out a lot more now. We use artists from a radius of 500 kilometres of Alice Springs, so all different tribal groups have their art displayed, and it's then projected in light, you know. So it's amazing. It's really you know, you've got to be there to see it. If you go online, you can see the images of Pajama, but when you're actually immersed in the image itself, walking through light, and it is non-evasive, you know.
Yeah.
It's non-threatening. It's really peaceful. It's really powerful. And it's
fantastic. Under the stars, brother.
Under the stars, yeah.
Paint fantastic. A picture, brother. You paint a good picture, my brother.
And I've got a picture in my mind.
Yeah, true, exactly. And get that mind out through your mouth.
What about the Aboriginal mob out there? No, try to show the Aboriginal people. We have pictures in our mind, you know, in our soul.
You're like trying to give a haircut over the phone, cuss. Too deadly, brother. Now, you had some beautiful stars in the opening in performance. Who'd you have take the stage, brother?
Who did take the stage? There's so much going on.
Yeah, got you,
here,
brother.
I've got to recall my memory. Now, Kathy Williams, who's a local singer here, beautiful female singer, R&B singer.
Yes.
She played a song during the opening ceremony. Now I'm just trying to rattle my brain who played that first that first night. Oh, you got me there, Trev.
All right, brother. No, because I know it's an annual event now, running for 8-odd years, so getting bigger and better than Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
And we've got deadly black artists.
Yeah, so many, you know.
But you spin a tune, don't you, bro?
Yeah, I do. You can. I've got a new song out called Light the Fire. It's I released it last year, November 24th of last year. So if you got the chance, you see if you can download it.
Light the Fire, brother.
Give it a spin.
The Fire, brother. That's beautiful, brother. Pajama is like, is it every April every year? Is it?
Yeah, it's April every year. Normally falls over the Christmas period. I mean, the Easter period.
Easter period, yeah.
This year, it's 2 years because Easter come early.
Yeah.
Easter was in end of March, so
sure.
So 2 weeks later, Pajama happened. So yeah,
is there a fee? Is it in a park, so to speak, or the entry fee, or how's that work, brother?
No,
or?
It's free. It's a free event.
Oh, good. Okay,
it's a free event. We have free transfers also, so you can
from the city
catch a bus. There's pickup points all around the city, the CBD.
Yes.
Comes out, runs on a 15-minute rotation. So you pick up and you get dropped off. So, and it's free. It's a free event. There's food, food courts there. So people come, you know, a lot of people just come and sit down and have a feed.
Yeah, gotcha. Under the stars and watch the light work.
And enjoy. Yeah, they enjoy the ambience and the families and they go home, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's a great
family event.
So you got a web page? How do people get in touch to purchase tickets?
Parchma.australia .com.au. Parchma Australia, yeah.
And Parchma, look at PARRTJIMA.
MA.
Beautiful.
Yep, Australia.
Hey, Paul, nice talking with you. Thank you, my brother. And look, all the best. And big shout out to the mob there. And big shout out to your team. Fantastic. Another successful event, and shed light on Alice Springs. Pardon the punt, but it is deadly, brother.
Thank you very much.
Paul, you take care. All the best, brother.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn, Paul Archer, and he's the Director of Cultural Engagement with Pajama, a festival in light, and that happens in Alice Springs, April every year, but do check out their webpage, Pajama Australia, oneword.com.au. And just keep your eyes on that. If you're travelling to the centre of Australia, then that's where it's all about timing. Pick the right time, you mob. To Deadly, have you say Yana Strong, Deadly program here, National Talk Black with Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Big shout out to the NERS team, To Deadly, National Talk Black.
About to flood the system with something that gon' bring the cool school back. Where the true school at? Love for music. Okay, blaze on the funk, steady rocking on the bass. Vibe to the system, let the rhythm take its place. Let the masses lose it, island style influence. You are now with trance with the feel good music. Me, Kala Rasta, me gon' make him hatch one. Fire in your system, bala jump, Rupa man. Ja Rasta hip hop, blessings, here I come. Pani pan and bang, the blazing one. Captured worlds with the TSI native tongue. I guess like it was said, it is done. And in my moment, let the flow transform it and make the people in the world dance for it.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it.
One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
This is for the love and unity.
Elevate the set, make her feel like Demma, he gon' make me do next. Just to get your boogie down, that's what the boogie bout, that's what the kid bout. Vibe away your doubts, and now we in the house. Let you figure out the true meaning of what hip-hop about. A chance to make it out, emancipate your soul. A young blood bringing you lyrics of the old. Respect the music scholars, past peers, teachers. Because of you, I am able to vibe here. M to the 10th power, exponential flows. Let my flaming blazing darts penetrate your soul. And take to a place where the only thing to do is vibe with the ballers and the feel-good music. The heart of what I represent. Music for the peace, love, unity, respect. That's the hook.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
How we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
How we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
The calotrope be written in the verse. Disperse the spread. The OVE, gotta love my serenading. One virtue, extensively resonating. And that's my word, hit the ticker on its nerve. Forget what you heard, this is something you deserve. So, slap it in your decks, music you expect. To make the people stand up, represent. Get off the bench, get in the game. The coming of a black storm, I'ma make it rain. The positivity rain on empires. You can bet my power still bring the fire. Yep, ain't nothing changed but the flow. Still supersonic, supernova bro. Elevate my plateau, put it on the mad flow. This is super bad bro, ripping up a mad show. Energy I project is living proof. The good music we got, make you move. Bring true school back to the youth. So see what we accomplish with the truth.
Bring true school back to the youth. So see what we accomplish with the truth.
Bring the true school back to the youth. And see what we accomplish with the truth. Peace.
My boy Mau Power right now. We repping for all mankind. Listen, whether you be white, black, Asian, South American, Mexican, African, Middle Eastern, you best believe that we all Australian. One love to the world. Yeah.
teach them, so they know now.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Ramana
Yana, with your host, the Ball You Run, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. All ears here for your yarns, 1-800-422-416. Now, discovery of Australia's oldest pottery rewrites understanding of Aboriginal maritime history. As archaeologists excavated the 2.4-metre deep midden over a two-year period to discover evidence of occupation such as the remains of shellfish and fish collected and eaten by people on the island, which are more than 6,000 years old. This makes Jigaroo the earliest known offshore island occupied on the northern Great Barrier Reef, less than a metre below the surface. The team found dozens of pottery sherds dating between 2,000 and 3,000 years old, the oldest pottery ever discovered in Australia. With their own catch of yarn with Uncle Kenneth McLean, Dingle Clown member and Woolloomba Aboriginal Corporation chairperson. And also on the line, we've got distinguished Professor Sean Olm, Cabar Chief Investigator, James Cook University. And a very good morning to you both. How are you? Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us on here.
Yeah, good. So we have Uncle Kenneth?
Yep.
Yeah, before we start, let the mob know, Uncle Kenneth, who your mob were you from, please?
Oh, well, my name's Kenneth McLean. I'm a Dingal traditional owner. I'm located in the Gubbi Yimmitu Nation, and I'm a Dingal traditional owner, which is a part of Lisbon Island. I'm also a director, chairperson of Woolloomba Aboriginal Corporation.
Beautiful.
I'm on the people back home here.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much. Also, distinguished Professor Sean Olm, very good morning. Where are you based, sir?
Good morning. I'm on Irukandji country here at Smithfield, north of Cairns.
Lovely. Fantastic. So the discovery of this, the pottery and oldest pottery rewrites understanding of Aboriginal maritime history, yes?
The discovery of ancient artifacts, which was pottery found located on Jigaroo, that's known as Lincoln Island to everybody. So finding those pottery there gave us a different understanding of how the old people were
exactly
2,000 years ago.
Yeah, I think we lost distinguished professor. I still got you, Uncle Kenneth?
Yeah, I'm still on. Yeah,
okay, that's fine. Yeah, so we'll try and get distinguished Professor Sean Olm back online. Look, it's very exciting. It just proves again our existence as First Nation people, as the first people on planet Earth, Uncle.
Yeah, well, Indigenous people of Australia is one of the oldest living cultures that still exist today and ongoing. You know, and for us finding this evidence of the old people were making pottery a long time ago.
Yes,
it shows us what's been happening
exactly
2,000 years ago. You know,
exactly. And, look, we know in our heart and through our spirits that we the first people. You look at government, you look at scientists, when we talk about, you know, Professor Sean, for example, you know, they all get excited when the archaeologists find this stuff. They get excited, but it's just another proven point for us as black people, isn't it?
Yeah, in collaboration, working with archaeologists alongside other traditional owners, we educate each other of the traditional knowledge of the old people, how they looked after and managed country, and the archaeologists. We also learned the Western science, you know, about archaeological science, and we put those together, and that way
it
we
works.
Can understand and tell, you know, the oldest living culture
on planet Earth, exactly. Yeah. I just gave the distinguished Professor Sean Olm, you there, Professor? Nah, we haven't got him, lost him. Look, a very good yarn, a very important yarn. Uncle Kenneth, thank you very much for sharing. Are you working closely with the professors and the James Cook University in this space?
The ongoing research is still going.
Good.
In collaboration with the Dingal Water people on country. And
yes,
the research is still going, where we discover artifacts and share knowledge between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people on how sacred these sites are and what really happened on this.
Exactly. It becomes a bridge builder, doesn't it? It connects black and white together, you know, and the heart and the mind and the spirit is all strong at these tables, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of the main things now, having partnerships with archaeologists.
Good.
We both know that the archaeological science wasn't good with indigenous people 50 years ago, but showing something like this happening now, we're both learning history from the past.
Yes,
for
together.
A better understanding for a brighter future for all of our
brighter
people.
Future for all of our people in this country. Beautiful. Nicely said. Uncle Kenneth, I'll have to go to the news. Thank you for the yarn. You take care. All the best to the mob there.
Yeah, thank you very much. You have a good day.
See you, Uncle. A beautiful yarn. Uncle Kenneth McLean, a Dingle Clan member and Woomba Aboriginal Corporation chairperson. Look, fantastic. Finding this pottery over 2,000, 3,000 years old. Oldest pottery ever discovered in Australia. Fantastic. And working closely with JCU. We did lose distinguished Professor Sean Ulm. We'll try and get him back throughout the week and continue that yarn. It's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. You mob, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Like I said, 1 hour program here with National Talk Black live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. But we'll talk soon, you mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.